Welcome to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla, and tonight we're going to be featuring one of the creative masterminds behind Wild Planet Radio, which is the new all-queer radio station here in Portland, and they will be broadcasting on the air in the very, very near future. We're going to get an update from Bobby, and we're going to hear what's going on. And I actually just realized, I have Thomas here in studio. My apologies. I'm used to seeing both Bobby and Thomas together. They are the two creative masterminds that have made Wild Planet Radio happen. You can find more information on the website, wildplanetradio.com. And we're going to get an update and hear a lot more information in just a few moments. We're also going to be welcoming your calls during the interview this evening. And we wonder, what kind of queer radio do you want to hear? And we're looking for your ideas and suggestions on what should Wild Planet Radio include in their programming, as well as if you have any suggestions for future Out Loud radio shows. And one thing to consider, if you were going to be on a queer radio show, what would you want to talk about? We'll be sharing the studio phone number in just a few moments, and we'll be welcoming your calls during the show this evening. Now, before we move into our interview, I want to let you know how to connect with us online. Our email address is outloudradio@gmail.com. And if you connect on Twitter and Facebook, you can find us at KBOO Out Loud. We love to hear from our listeners, and we're always looking for ideas. Our email, again, is outloudradio@gmail.com. Now, we'll be back in just a few moments to hear more about what's the latest with Wild Planet Radio. But before we delve into those details, I want to take a short musical break and feature a song from Ani DeFranco. Ani is on tour right now, and she'll be playing here in Portland on Wednesday, February 19th at the Aladdin Theater. She'll also be playing up in Seattle on Saturday, February 22nd at the Moore Theater. The song is a live version of from Ani DeFranco, titled In or Out.
I guess there's something wrong with me, 'cause I don't fit in. No one wants to touch it, no one knows where to begin. I just want more than one membership, more than one club, 'cause I owe my life to the people that I love. He looks me up and down like he knows what time it is, like he's got my number, like he thinks it's his. He says, call me Mr. Franco. If there's anything I can do, I say it's Mr. Franco to you. Turned out to be straight. Other days the line tends to deviate. I got no criteria for sex or race. Just wanna hear your voice, I just wanna see your face. She looks me up and down like she thinks that I'm mature, like she's got my number, like it belongs to her. And she says, call me Mr. Franco. If there's anything I can do, I say, you know I got spots, mind if I got stripes? And their eyes are all asking, are you in or are you out? And I think, what is this about? I mean, tonight you can't put me up on any shelf, 'cause I came here alone, and I'm gonna leave by myself. I just wanna show you the way that I feel, and when I get tired, you can take the wheel. To me, what's more important is the person that I bring, not just getting the same restaurant, eating the same.
membership, more than one club, 'cause I owe my life to the people that I love.
That song was 30. Oh, it was In or Out from Ani DeFranco, a live version from one of her CDs. Ani DeFranco is playing here in Portland on Wednesday, February 19th at the Aladdin Theater. She's also playing up in Seattle on Saturday, February 22nd at the Moore Theater. And we may be playing more of her music during the show if we have time for that. But we would like to spend most of our time talking about the future of queer radio here on KBOO, but we're really going to be focusing on Wild Planet Radio, which is a new station in development and broadcasting online from Northeast Portland. You can find them online at wildplanetradio.com. Now, we've had Thomas and Bobby in the studios before, but today we have just Thomas here in the studio with us. And welcome back to KBOO, Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always so much fun to be here with you guys.
And it's exciting to have you. And we do want to do a shout out to Bobby, who is back in the studio working on his own radio production for future Wild Planet Radio shows. But maybe let's start off for listeners that perhaps have not heard your previous interviews or they've not heard of Wild Planet Radio. Let's offer a little background. And you and Bobby have been working on this for quite a while. So
We have. Wild Planet Radio is Portland's LGBTQ radio station. We have been streaming online for the past year and a half. Just recently, we approached Q Center for fiscal sponsorship in order to apply for the low-power FM license, which we have successfully done. We joined the Q Center in last October. We've been building our office and building our team through everything that's going on there. We announced our startup party on December 13th. We've been producing different types of podcast variety shows. We have been doing interviews with our community. We have been gathering local music. We have been doing it all things radio. It's been really, really, really exciting.
And I've heard, but perhaps you can tell us, that you and Bobby have been scheduling out some shows, like actually filling out your schedule.
We have. So we really want to get out into our community and announce, you know, the fact that we have this new LGBTQ station ready to support our community. So we've decided to do the 2014 Radio to You Tour. So we're going to be going to all different types of events. I've got a list of them here I could read off to you. We're going to start our kickoff event at Dragathon at the Funhouse Lounge on Thursday, February 6th. It's at 8 p.m. This event, they're going to be crowning the winner of Dragathon. It's a weekly competition held on Thursdays. Different contestants compete for the title of being the Dragathon champion. So they will be celebrating that victory on Thursday, February 6th. After that, we're moving over to Thirst at Tiffany Center. We were announced the radio station for CAP's Thirst event. That event is at 1410 Southwest Morrison. It's benefiting CAP. It's a remote broadcast, and we'll be mingling with people. Then we're moving on to Q Center's annual Gala and Masquerade Party. It's a sold-out event. That's Saturday, February 8th, and that will be held at Castaway. Moving on into March, we have a very exciting event planned. March 2nd, we're going to be at Starkey's for a brunch broadcast with some cabaret-style performances, prizes, giveaways. Then we'll be moving on over to Hotel Monaco that same day for the Oscar Party live broadcast, which is going to be very, very, very exciting. Also in March, we're going to be taking over the Embers Avenue on March 22nd, Saturday, for a dance party and drag show. And then moving on through the end of March, we're going to be supporting the Portland Gay Men's Chorus on Sunday, March 23rd. That event goes on the 22nd and the 23rd. We're going to be there on the 23rd from 6 to 9. And then our final stop on our tour is going to be with our new friend Sammy over at the Trio Club. It's an amazing club at 909 East Burnside. We're going to do a Tapas Tuesday happy hour from 3 to 8. And this is going to be our epic event. We're going to have live bands, prizes, giveaways, drag shows, trivia, and who knows what else.
Did I hear a happy hour that starts at 3 p.m.?
It does. I figure if you're going to be happy, you're going to start off at 3 p.m. And go till 8. I mean, the 4 to 6 thing, that's just overdone.
And I just have to do a shout out to all my teacher friends and everyone who's working within the school system, and especially, not to get sidetracked, but PPS potentially going on strike soon, but hopefully that will not happen. But hey, for teachers that might be stressed out, along with everybody else, tell us about this happy hour that starts at 3.
So it's a trio club, and they were wanting to kind of try out a new menu and give it a tapas style. So I talked to the manager and said, why don't we support you for Wild Planet Radio and plan a great event around it? And it happens to be the final day of our Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign. So we're really going to be pushing this event. We're going to make it one of the funnest events that we have on the tour. We've already got some great performers that are going to be there. I've got some amazing talent that's going to be there. So really, if you have the time on March 25th, Tuesday, I would plan to be there from 3 to 8 because it's going to be a fun-filled event.
All right, March 25th. Technically, that's spring break for PPS.
Even better.
Portland Public School teachers. So.
So, folks, if you didn't have a chance to write all those events down, we're going to have those posted on our website at wildplanetradio.com, as well as all the updated information we're constantly adding to give you guys every bit of what we're doing. We'd like to involve ourselves with the community and invite you to come in and be with us.
Great. And now this might be a good time to transition our conversation and welcome some listener input, because I think on your website, folks can email you or send you their information on the website.
There's a contact button that you can contact us directly.
Perfect. All right. So listeners, if you'd like to join the conversation tonight, we have Thomas in studio with us, and Thomas is half of the creative masterminds behind Wild Planet Radio. Give us a call here at the KBOO studios. The phone number is 503-231-8187. And let us know what kind of queer radio would you like to hear, or if there are any subjects that are part of your life that you want the world to know about, feel free to give us a call and let us know. Again, the studio phone number, 503-231-8187. We'll be welcoming your calls through about 6:30 or so this evening. We'll be talking with Thomas here in the studio. So again, if you'd like to add your ideas or share what you'd like to hear on Wild Planet Radio, give us a call, 503-231-8187. And if you're just joining the conversation, you're listening to Out Loud. This is the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO Community Radio. And we are thrilled that Wild Planet Radio is happening right here in the Portland community. Now, Thomas, you mentioned you've been broadcasting online for over a year now. Tell us, what's the timeline and what can listeners expect as far as hearing you actually on the radio? When will you be broadcasting?
Well, it's all a process. You know, we had to file during a small filing window in order to be considered, and lots of community groups went forward on these stations. So you had to have all different types of qualifications in order to be considered, and it's been narrowed down that we need to maybe make a mutual agreement with one other party. We're going to be meeting with them very soon. And after we make that decision for this mutual partnership or exclusive, we will then be able to have a construction permit. And then we have up to 2 years to take the live on air place. We are hoping and we're planning to be on 99.1 by June. All of our ducks are in a row. We've got everything lined up, and it seems to be that's going to happen. If it doesn't, we're still going to be streaming online. You can always hear the live stream constantly. You can go in and check under our podcast. You can hear these weekly shows that the different community members are producing every single week, and it's in the future.
Okay.
We'll be having a huge party to announce it. I guarantee it.
Right. And we will welcome you back to make that official announcement. And so, again, fingers crossed, come June.
Yes.
Listeners can hear Wild Planet Radio, the frequency
99.1 KPQR.
Okay, fingers crossed that works out. Now, one thing we've not talked about is that this is going to be a low-power FM station, which means your signal will not reach as far as the KBOO signal does. We're a full power station, but let listeners know what's the difference, or how is low power stations different? How are they different?
So low power FMs were designed for densely populated areas. They're meant to cover anywhere from a 3 to 10 mile radius, depending on where the transmitter is located. So we really researched very, very well in order to find the best coverage for Portland and all of Portland Metro. And we found a great tower site, a great site. And from what I understand, we're going to be able to cover all of Portland. So 250,000 listeners from what I understand. But it online, though, the reach is unlimited. I mean, we can reach all over the world.
Okay. And it sounds like we've got a caller, and I would like to welcome, is it John to the station, to the show? Welcome, John.
Well, thank you for the show, and I may have my stations mixed up, but is this the station that's going to have maybe Tom Hartman on?
And I believe, so it's actually going to be a different low-power FM station, but I'm glad you've been paying attention. I know that...
Oh, thanks.
And that, yeah, there's a lot of exciting new things going on in Portland around the low-power FM stations, but I'll apologize. I am not certain where Tom Hartman's going to be broadcasting, but it will not be on the Wild Planet radio station. So,
yeah, because I've heard of the, another station, I think it was Q, is that, am I getting mixed up? Probably different wavelength.
Right.
Anyway, hey, glad that you're doing it, and we need more people power and more people news and events.
Right on.
Keep
with
up the great work.
Thank
yes,
you. Thank you.
Thank you for the
take
feedback.
Care now. Bye-bye.
Right on. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, John, for calling. And listeners, if you'd like to either ask questions or share ideas, what kind of queer radio would you like to hear? Our studio phone number is 503-231-8187. We'll be welcoming your phone calls through 6:30, so about 10 more minutes if you'd like to join the conversation. And now, Thomas, with Wild Planet Radio, you were just sharing that the station is based at the Q Center, but the tower and the signal when you're broadcasting to the masses will be located in Northeast Portland somewhere, correct?
Actually, it's going to be at Benson High School. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we've got an agreement, a promise that if it all works out, then yes, we can lease tower space from Benson High School. So they had the closest in-city tower that we could rent in order to cover the most area. So we're hoping that all is still right. We have the letter of intent that says, yes, we can do so. So that's actually where our tower would be.
Wonderful.
Closer in.
And I just want to say a huge kudos for working out that partnership. For folks that don't know, Benson High School is...
The first high school radio station in the
United
States.
It is in the country. And
yeah.
It's they do have a large radio tower, if you happen to notice. On the east side of the building, they have a separate building, and Benson offers a media education for high school students, both video production as well as audio. And so it's actually students that are take classes on how to make radio, and that's one of the trades they can learn at Benson High School. So someone who cares a lot about education, I think that's really, really awesome. That
it was so great to pick that, because us having the community mind and really wanting to support whatever community that we could, having that relationship with the high school and high school students, and them being the first of their kind, like we're going to be one of the first of our kinds, it almost seems like it's meant to be. So it's exciting.
And way to support the school system.
Yeah,
right on. I
love
that.
We've got it.
All right. I think we have another listener with us. Is it Stefano?
Yes, it's me. Thank you.
Yes, welcome to KBOO and Out Loud Radio Show. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you very much for having me on the show. First of all, I really like your radio. And then I would like perhaps in the future that you guys are a little bit more open, when have an open window on the world, interviewing people from other countries, people that are resident here on Portland, like me, for instance, that have traveled the world for different reasons, for business, for culture and stuff like this, to offer to your listener a different view on the topics that sometimes are very parochial, you know? I listen so much radio on my days, and then when they talk about traffic, why they don't explore what's happening in Singapore? What they are talking about this high-speed rail train, why don't interview somebody who went in Taiwan, where there is a bullet train, stuff like that. And so an open window in the world would be very beneficial to your listeners.
You know, and thank you so much for that perspective. I agree. And I really hope here on Out Loud on KBOO that perhaps we can do a story in the near future. But I also want to encourage you, if you have any interest, you could certainly share your stories and your perspective, wildplanetradio.com. Just as someone who's had experiences, if you'd like to share, just want to say Wild Planet is always looking for new stories. So
thank you. I will be delighted. And
on And on top of that, Wild Planet Radio is always working with the community members to develop these new style of podcast shows. So I would encourage you, if this is definitely something you'd like to share with the world, come on in, go through our 10-week podcast training, and let's just get it started. I think that's a great idea.
Yes, so thank you very much for the invitation. I will invite you to repeat slowly, perhaps, so we can take notes about those references that we can that we have to be part of your success.
For sure. So the first thing would be probably just to email us at wildplanetradio. That's wild, W-I-L-D, planet, P-L-A-N-E-T, radio, R-A-D-I-O, and that's .com, and we'd set up an appointment for you to come into the studios, check it out, let you know how the system goes, how the flow goes, and we'd just keep going from there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for the feedback, too. And we have another caller, John, on the line with us. Welcome to Out Loud.
Oh, hi. It's Joan, actually.
Joan. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I had a question about your format of the new station. There's a huge diversity of different, alternate sexuality people in town, a lot of different groups and organizations. I was wondering if you're going to give them any kind of a voice and let them introduce them to the community and let the people out there know what they have to offer, things like that?
We are committed to be a full community service to all of our community. And so we are encouraging, like I said just recently, every member of our community to come together and represent yourself. I mean, Bobby and I knew that we couldn't possibly think of everything ourselves. And so we've created this platform that's a safe environment for everyone to come in. And we really encourage those things that aren't out there to come and bring them to us, because this is the place to share them.
Oh, that's so lovely. I'm so looking forward to it.
You should come and see us at the studio.
Okie dokie.
And thank you so much for calling, Joan. We really appreciate your ideas and the time to share your feedback with us.
Oh, thank you.
Right on. Have a good night.
Okay.
And listeners, we do have about 5 more minutes if you want to try and call in with your ideas and let us know what kind of queer radio do you want to hear. Our studio phone is 503-231-8187. And this is Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. Tonight we're focusing on Wild Planet Radio, which is the all-queer new radio station broadcasting here in Portland. Well, they're broadcasting online, and fingers crossed, you'll hear them on the radio in June. And Thomas, you shared earlier there's a bunch of events, the Radio to You tour that you're going on.
Yes.
And so, folks, that if you missed those dates and those details, please find them on the wildplanetradio.com website.
They will be posted tomorrow.
They'll be posted. And then if folks cannot meet you guys, or they cannot show up at one of the tour events, what are other avenues individuals or listeners might have to get in touch with you guys? Through the website?
Of course. So we definitely have our website, wildplanetradio.com. It has all different categories. You can listen to the shows under the podcast section. They're always updated every week. Content is always added every day, so you can look at the different interviews that we've done, the different information we've collected from the community members, all the events that we're going to be involved in. On that, we also have a Facebook page. Please go and like Wild Planet Radio on Facebook. We also add different types of information through there. And yeah, emailing us always works. And then if you're interested, sign up to be a caller. You can call in on one of our shows. Every one of our shows, so far, every one of our shows is inviting callers during their segment. So it's really interesting, because not only do we have the community members that are working together to share the content, they're also asking other people from the community to give their feedback. So there's tons of ways to be involved.
It sounds great. And because I dream really, really big, and then somebody else can be my reality check. If a listener feels strongly that they want to have their own show, are you open to like show proposals? Or
of course. So that's kind of the difference between our radio station and some of the radio stations that are out there. We are giving everyone the opportunity to go through our podcast training, and then we'll replace those in what we want to consider a community jukebox. And so they'll always be accessed. They won't necessarily be on the live stream. For that commitment, you need to go through quite a bit more training in order to be a live show host, but that definitely is in the future as well. But everyone is encouraged. We promote them through our social media. For example, we have two, Bolivia Carmichaels and Felicity Carmichaels, are doing a show called The Show, and they cover different topics. They're getting 200 to 300 new listeners every single week from just pumping it through Facebook, and everyone that's interested in their information is definitely getting it. So yes, if you have an idea, we're taking things in phases. Obviously, we can't take everyone all at once, but we have a place for you, and we're encouraging you to please bring us those ideas. If you want to be on the radio, we will help you.
Wonderful. Yay.
Yes. It's going to be big.
So we need to start wrapping things up, but
it's been so fun.
It has been. And Thomas, I would very much like you and Bobby to come back to the studios and keep us up to date with what's going on. For folks that aren't familiar, the history of queer voices on radio stations is really rare in some parts of the country and definitely some parts of the world. Later in the next half hour, we're going to be playing This Way Out, which has been broadcasting lesbian and gay international news stories for a long, 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 long time. They were my inspiration to make this radio show. And so Wild Planet Radio Station will be one of the first, if not the first, all queer radio station.
From what we understand, we will be the first in the nation to be the LGBT station. Isn't that great?
That's so exciting, right here in Portland, Oregon. So listeners that want to get involved, please check out their website, wildplanetradio.com. Before we say our goodbyes, Thomas, yeah, any closing thoughts you want to leave with our listeners?
So just one last statement. Folks, we have our Indiegogo fundraising campaign up and posted. We just posted it a couple of weeks ago, so it'll be running through March 26th. We're encouraging people, if they'd like to support the radio station, go in and check out what we're doing, look at the different shows that we have, and see that, you know, with your help, we can build this into the nation's strongest station, I hope.
Wonderful. And also just a shout out for businesses. I know that Wild Planet Radio is looking for sponsorships and different business partnerships. So for any business owners that want to support the station, also you can do that. Find out more information through the wildplanetradio.com website.
That's correct.
Right on. Well, also, just before we say goodbye, a huge happy birthday to you, Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on my birthday. It's made it extra special.
I'm so happy I could be part of your special day. And thank you for being our guest. And thank you to our callers. Thank you for sharing your ideas and giving your input on what you would like to hear on queer radio in Portland. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in this evening. Next week will be our very special membership drive special. We'll be featuring the history of queer media in Portland on next week's Out Loud radio show. Now we're going to move into This Way Out, which is the international gay and lesbian news magazine. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, stay proud and live out loud.
One of the worst cases we documented was a case of two gay men raped and beaten severely for 3 days continuously in police custody.
I can't change, even if I try, even if I wanted to.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. A human rights crisis in Gulf Kurdistan and Ivory Coast crackdown sends activists into hiding, but the Grammys affirm talent and love. Those stories and more this week because you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Michael LeBeau.
And I'm Natalie Peoples.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending February 1st, 2014. Human Rights Watch sounded the alarm this week about what it called widespread police abuse that is creating nightmarish conditions for gay and bisexual men in Kyrgyzstan. The Central Asian nation gained its independence in 1991 with the fall of the Soviet Union. It's a predominantly Muslim country with followers of Islam comprising as much as 85% of the population. Far behind in second place is the Russian Orthodox Church. Although sex between men was decriminalized in Kyrgyzstan in 1998, many people perceive homosexuality as a tragedy and a disease, according to this week's Human Rights Watch report. The well-respected advocacy group's assessment was based on detailed interviews with dozens of gay and bisexual men across the country. It became clear that police are targeting such men in parks, clubs, hotels, and even on gay dating websites. Anna Keery, a Human Rights Watch researcher, describes one of the more horrific examples of abuse.
One of the worst cases we documented was a case of two gay men raped and beaten severely for 3 days continuously in police custody. When gay men are detained by the police, police officers take their phones to see who else they could extort money from. And then they basically target and terrorize all of his community. The police know that this man have too much to lose if their family or employers or friends find out that they're gay. They know that they can do it with impunity.
Human Rights Watch is calling on the government of Kyrgyzstan to acknowledge the police brutality, investigate all allegations of torture, blackmail, and intimidation, and ensure the victims receive proper compensation and rehabilitation. But a spokesperson for the Interior Ministry quickly dismissed the allegations, telling the Kyrgyzstan News website, klup.kg, that here, everybody knows how to make unfounded claims about how their rights are violated, but let them provide the evidence. The country's Grand Mufti also warned against public organizations that disseminate social discord while using humanistic ideas, and issued a fatwa against same-gender sexual relations.
Equally well-respected global human rights group Amnesty International is urging authorities in the Ivory Coast to investigate an unprecedented wave of homophobic attacks there. Following days of anti-gay protests in Abidjan, the West African nation's largest city, a mob stormed the office of Alternative Côte d'Ivoire, the country's most prominent LGBT advocacy group, breaking windows and ransacking the office. They stole computers and office supplies and put an overwhelmed security guard in the hospital with serious facial injuries. 5 days earlier, the words, "No to fags," had been spray-painted across walls at the office, and the house of the group's director was attacked. Amnesty said that members of the organization contacted police about the violence, but were accused of working as pimps and told that there were more important issues for law enforcement to deal with. Much of the work of the organization, which is officially recognized by the Ivory Coast Ministry of Health, focuses on HIV/AIDS issues. Many members have reportedly now gone into hiding. The Ivory Coast is a former French colony and one of the few countries in Africa that has never criminalized men who have sex with men. But it offers no legal protections for them.
India's Supreme Court this week refused to reconsider the December ruling by a two-judge panel of the court that recriminalized private consensual adult gay sex. The ruling said that only Parliament could change the law and overturned a determination by the Delhi High Court in 2009 that Penal Code Section 377, which outlaws carnal intercourse against the order of nature, violates the country's constitution. The remnant of British colonial rule punishes violators with up to 10 years in prison. The Supreme Court dismissed petitions this week from the Indian government and seven human rights groups seeking a review of that ruling. Their attorneys argued that outlawing gay sex is a violation of fundamental human rights and impedes HIV prevention efforts. They also asked what would become of the LGBT people who came out after the 2009 Delhi High Court ruling and could now face prosecution. The Supreme Court did not answer that question. The Indian government now has two options. It can either file a curative petition in the Supreme Court, or it can try to repeal Section 377 in Parliament. A curative petition is the final appeal in the legal process, which would be heard by the Supreme Court's five most senior judges. Activists acknowledge that repeal in Parliament anytime soon is unlikely. Even if the chamber's main political party supports repeal, the powerful opposition party wants to keep the anti-gay law on the books.
Singapore's prime minister told a student forum this week that it's not the government's responsibility to protect gay relationships because 4 in 5 Singaporeans think that they are almost always wrong, according to recent polling. The nation-state's Today newspaper reported that Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong told the gathering that it's not the government's role to decide if society's deeply held social and moral values are right or wrong. Interestingly, Gay Star News cites the discovery in an Institute of Policy Studies survey that while an overwhelming majority of Singaporeans disapprove of same-gender sex, a slightly smaller number oppose marriage equality, suggesting that those who oppose same-gender sex would find it somehow more acceptable if the couples were at least married.
But the last law banning gay sex in Europe became history this week, with the passage of a repeal measure in the Parliament of Northern Cyprus. while Greek Cypriots in the southern part of the divided eastern Mediterranean island decriminalized gay sex in 1998, breakaway northern Cyprus previously punished violators with up to 5 years in prison. The self-declared Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus announced its independence in 1983. Turkish troops had occupied that part of the island since 1974. The Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus is only recognized by Turkey, however, and not by the rest of the international community.
There were more developments this week about the draconian anti-gay laws in Nigeria and Uganda. As we reported last week, what local media called a lynch mob demanded the swift execution of 7 men on trial in the mostly Muslim northern Nigerian city of Bauchi for belonging to a gay rights group. Nigerian lawmakers made that a crime in early January. The assault by several thousand angry stone-throwing demonstrators forced the judge to prematurely end the proceedings and shut down the upper Sharia court. A separate trial of three other suspects on similar charges in another of the city's Islamic courts was also suspended because authorities wanted to avoid a similar mob attack there. Court officials said this week that new dates would be set for each trial, but they won't be disclosed, and the suspects will be transported to court in secret. While officials claim that the secrecy is necessary to protect the safety of the suspects, local rights activists say officials may simply be trying to shield the trials from the overwhelmingly critical international spotlight. The so-called Jail All the Gays Law, signed on January 13th by President Goodluck Jonathan, but known officially as the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act, bans marriage equality, outlaws gay events, clubs, and associations, and punishes violators with up to 14 years in prison. Gay people risk being imprisoned simply for being out, and anyone who knows somebody who is gay must report that person to police or go to jail for 5 years.
Meanwhile, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni now says he wants proof that being gay is a choice before he signs what used to be called the Kill the Gays Bill. At one time, the legislation, actually called the Anti-Homosexuality Bill, included execution for repeat offenders. Under the measure passed late last month, they will reportedly now instead be jailed for life. But activists say they've yet to see the actual text of the bill. Museveni first refused to sign the measure, announcing on January 17th that he had serious concerns about its legality because a parliamentary quorum was not present when the vote was taken. But he also called gay people abnormal. Uganda's Observer newspaper quoted the president this week as telling his ruling government's caucus that, "Unless I have got confirmation from scientists that this condition is not genetic, but a behavior that is acquired, I will not sign the bill." Homosexuality is already illegal in the Eastern African nation, and violence against the country's LGBT population has been steadily increasing since the Anti-Homosexuality Bill was first introduced in 2009. Even if Museveni vetoes the bill outright, most observers say that an overwhelming majority in the Ugandan parliament would override it.
But finally, Bulgarian lawmakers rejected a controversial proposal this week that would have made it a crime just to be out. The amendment to the nation's criminal code was proposed by the nationalist Ataka Party and was seen as harsher than the notorious anti-gay legislation in Russia. It called for up to 5 years in prison and a large fine for anyone who, by organizing or participating in events, rallies, and parades, or through the media and the internet, publicly manifest their own or of other persons' homosexual orientation. Many Ataka MPs cited the Bible in their unsuccessful push for passage. One also worried about how his children would be affected by seeing in public what he called those half-naked buggers with psychotic abnormalities.
That's News Wrap for the week ending February 1st, 2014. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap is written by Greg Gordon, recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles, and produced by Steve Pride.
News Wrap from This Way Out is brought to you by you.
Help keep us on the air and in your ears at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast. I'm Natalie Peoples.
And I'm Michael LeBeau.
It was the ceremony, as much as the song, that put Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's Grammy Awards performance into the history books. During their hip-hop anthem, Same Love, 33 diverse couples were serenaded with the additional help of surprise guest Madonna and legally married by a queen. Latifah, that is.
When we say music has the power to bring people together at the Grammys, we mean it. One of the most inspiring success stories in music this past year has been Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, already four-time Grammy winners tonight. This song is a love song not for some of us, but for all of us. And tonight we celebrate the commitment to love by some very beautiful couples. Joined by Mary Lambert and New Orleans own Trombone Shorty, here's Macklemore and Ryan Lewis in an uplifting song that says, whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath is all the same love.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Trippin', I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant for those that like the same sex. Had the characteristics, the right-wing conservatives, sticking to decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Ah, now here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children, it's somehow forgotten. But we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago. I don't know.
I can't change. Even if I try, even if I wanted to, I can't change. Even if I try, even if I wanted to, my love, my love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
If I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, it gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yo, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. The same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voices, rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, that's not important. No freedom till we're equal, damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil of our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. Cause I walk around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. A certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law's gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, and underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
We are gathered here to celebrate love and harmony in every key, in every color. As I look out on this audience, I'm delighted to see the faces of 33 couples who've chosen this moment to celebrate their vows with us here in Los Angeles, and everyone watching around the world as witnesses. It is my distinct honor to now ask our participants to exchange rings to signal their commitment to one another and to a life shared together with the music of love. Will you please exchange rings? Do you each declare that you take each other as spouses?
Macklemore and Myron Lewis followed their four-trophy Grammy night with a return the next day to Ellen DeGeneres' TV talk show.
Just a little over 1 year ago today, our first guests made their television debut right here on our show, and since then they have taken over the music world. And it's happened kind of gradually, but you're now playing like sold-out, you know, tours, and it's got to be so gratifying to do it your way, because you really did do it in a way that no other artists have.
It's been a very cool journey. It started with the fans. It spread organically. And, you know, we have a lot of praise to show you, because this was the first time that we ever performed live on television. You got behind Same Love before anybody else did, before it was a radio song, before it was out there with the video on MTV, you were behind it. So
it's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song, and I'm so glad that it's become such a huge success and more people are hearing it. And whose idea was that performance and everyone getting married and Madonna being a part of it? How'd that come up?
You know, it started, Ken Ehrlich, who's the producer of the show, his daughter has been a fan for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so she told him that over the last year, a few different times we've had proposals on stage that people would email us and be like, hey, is there any way that I could propose on stage? So we've done that a few times, and he thought that was a cool idea, and then it just started building and building and turned into 33 couples.
And, it was so emotional.
Was
I was crying, Portia was crying, and then you could see Keith Urban. A lot of people in the audience were crying. Were you emotional? Did you get
much? Yeah, I definitely did. I got emotional during rehearsal, and I got emotional during the performance. During the third verse, I started rapping, and that's when the procession of couples started to come in.
You could hear people cheering.
And everyone stood up
yeah.
at that point. And, you know, it just gives me goosebumps thinking
yeah.
about it. Now to watch, like, you know, the Staples Center kind of erupt and stand up and participate in that ceremony, it was magic.
It's funny, because I could hear everyone starting to cheer when you were singing, and I thought, is Madonna, because I knew Madonna was going to sing with y'all, and I thought, is she somewhere that people are seeing her? But they were cheering for the couples.
I was just thinking yeah. I was rapping really well at that time.
And
everyone was just like,
yeah. Yeah.
Love this verse. Not at all. It was the couples.
Yeah. But Madonna was great. It's actually, Madonna called me last night after she got off stage to wish me a happy birthday, which was really sweet. Hi, Madonna. She doesn't
I didn't know it was a birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. But she called me right afterwards, and she goes, wasn't that so emotional? Wasn't that so? And it was. It was just so, the impact was, I think, bigger than you could have imagined that it would be.
Yeah.
That's how Ellen DeGeneres felt. But the Same Love weddings had the opposite impact on the religious right. They called it perverse, agitprop, craptacular, and even intolerant and bigoted. The satirical right was represented, as always, by Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much. Folks, I don't know if you watched it, but last night was music's biggest event of the year, the Grammys. Of course, big winners of the night were Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, who won four Grammys, including Best Rap Album, beating out Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and Jay-Z, which means that white people have officially won rap. Thank you. Thank you very much for rap, African Americans. You fought bravely, but we'll take it from here. Now, Unfortunately, folks, the evening was marred when my friend Macklemore and Lewis had to politicize their gay anthem, Same Love. Folks, I cannot believe that on national television they held a mass gay wedding. Now, officially, it was only 33 couples, but who knows how many people were inadvertently gay married last night. You know, it's just like a Gallagher concert. The first two rows are in the gay splash zone. Well, I hope that Dave Grohl and Jay-Z will be very happy together. Though it might be a little tough on Beyonce and her new spouse, Taylor Swift. Do not break her heartbeat, or she will write a very catty song about you.
And finally, lest we forget, rising young country star Hunter Hayes debuted his anti-bullying track Invisible earlier in the evening for the first supportive Grammy showstopper.
Crowded home. hallways of the loneliest places for outcasts and rebels or anyone who just dares to be different. And you've been trying for so long, yeah, to find out where your place is, but in their narrow minds there's no room for anyone who dares to do something different. Oh, but listen for a minute and trust the one who's been where you are. Looks like weakness, oh, but you don't have to fight it, 'cause you're strong enough to win without a war. And don't ever be afraid of doing something different.
Thanks for tuning in to This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. This week, Michael LeBeau and Natalie Peoples contributed program material. Thanks also to Steve Pride. Hunter Hayes performed Invisible, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out is funded by the Yavanna Foundation and listeners' support. Log on to thiswayout.org for news wrap transcripts, program information, and links to our podcast, blog, and Facebook page. Follow TWO Radio on Twitter, email tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. We thank you for listening online at thiswayout.org and on KWMD, Anchorage, Castleoff, and the Matanuska, Susitna Valley, Alaska, to UUU, now Renew South Wales, WSMU, North Dartmouth, Massachusetts, and more than 200 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Stay tuned!
Join KABU at the Clinton Street Theater Tuesday, February 11th, 2014 at 7 p.m. for our monthly KABU movie night.
Manda! Manda!
To celebrate the 24th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's release from prison in South Africa, KABU's Africa Oye will present the powerful documentary film A Mandala, A Revolution in Four-Part Harmony. Preceding the film will be a special short talk on the power of music in African society by Baba Wage Jakate, renowned artist and storyteller from Mali. That's Tuesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
To celebrate Valentine's Day and Oregon's birthday, KABU Community Radio will host a special day of news and public affairs programming. For Love of a Better World will be a 12-hour special focusing on the transformational place we find ourselves, solutions to get out of the muck, and the groups and individuals who are fighting the good fight. For Love of a Better World, KABU's News and Public Affairs 12-Hour Special, February 14th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
The time is 7:02 and you are listening to KBOO Portland. Hard Knock Radio is next.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It's history. It's history. Never been done before. Never been done
in this
before.
Country.
In this country.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Hard Knock Radio. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. On today's show, we tackle key issues of the day. That's right, it's news, views, and hip-hop. All that and more coming up after the afternoon headlines.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee. When I'm not throwing down on the floor of Congress looking out and fighting for your rights, I'm listening to Hard Knock Radio.
This is Cynthia McKinney and you're listening to Hard Knock Radio.
I'm Arianna Huffington and when I'm in the Bay, I keep it locked to Hard Knock Radio.
This is Harry Belafonte on Hard Knock Radio.
This is Dennis Kucinich here on Hard Knock Radio.
This is Ryan Dellums on Hard Knock Radio. What's up?
Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. We are down here in Ground Zero. And when I say Ground Zero, I'm talking about this place has gotten international coverage and all eyes are watching what is going on in the Mission District in San Francisco. When we talk about gentrification, what it really means for long-standing communities and how they are faring with a new set of people that are coming in with lots of money. The Mission has been a major point of focus. And we're here with Tiny from the Poor News Network. We're here on 16th and Cap. And we wanted to talk to you, Tiny, for a couple of reasons. One, to get a lay of the land as to what is happening not only in the Mission, but throughout San Francisco, where people, as we're sitting here, are protesting Google buses. The street that we're on is about to get remade up and become a whole other district, so to speak. And but folks like yourself are on the ground fighting. So welcome.